heart, self-control and charity. Steadfast study of the scriptures, authentic integrity. Gentle, truthful, devoted, peaceful, free from anger. Humility, compassion, distaste for gossip or slander. These are the qualities of the one born to move towards the divine. Cultivate all of these qualities and divine treasures that you will find. Courage, forgiveness, fortitude, no wasteful actions. Faith and strength and vigorous thoughts and actions pure. The divine treasures have purpose, they're tools to set one free. Evil traits keep those imprisoned, so move towards divinity. These are the qualities of the one born to move towards the divine. Cultivate all of these qualities and divine treasures that you will find. These are the qualities of the one born to move towards the divine. Cultivate all of these qualities and divine treasures that you will find.
There are two types in this world. Evil and divine live here. I've described the divine. Now for the evil, lend an ear.
When born with evil tendencies, arrogance and conceit, one is bound to ignorance and bondage and defeat. Hypocrisy and pride, their lust can never be appeased. Busy satiating their greed, their works are unclean. Their pleasure addicts, set to satisfy their passions. Bound to this world with golden chains and latest fashions. They say, I've gained this that I want, this and that shall all be mine. I've slain my foe, I'm having a marvelous time. He who pursues selfish desires while feeding that hungry fire. Let the scriptures be your guide. Let the scriptures be your guide. Self-honored and haughty, intoxicated by sin, weighted by ego and pride, it's only hell to win. The evildoer's ruined by lust, wrath, and greed. These three gates must be renounced, or they'll never retain me. He who pursues selfish desires, while feeding that hungry fire. Let the scriptures be your guide. Scriptures be your guide. Let the scriptures be your guide. Let the scriptures be your guide. And divine treasures that you will find.